There's a quote that stuck with me for many years, dating back to when IBM was pushing the envelope on AI. And that right there tells you how dated it is. Building a chess program that could compete with and eventually defeat grandmasters. The program didn't play chess the way a human does. Instead, it played every possible move combination for as many moves deep as it could, and then evaluated the resulting positions. Explaining the technique, one of the team said, "Exhaustive search means never having to say you're sorry." It's possible to make a suboptimal move when you search 9 or 10 plies deep in a game, but you won't ever make a stupid move. The problem with exhaustive search, and with any comprehensive measurement strategy, is that it's defeated by the quantity and variety of data in the real world. Big data enthusiasts who say you should use all the data and analysis and tout the power of machine learning to run massive correlation networks really mean you should use all the data you happen to have handy and is at least potentially relevant. But even within that very restricted realm, the extent to which the analyst is picking and choosing variables is overlooked. In most real-world analytics and measurement problems, we are faced with the necessity of sampling. Sampling variables or sampling data, or as is often the case, sampling both. That sampling works as well as it does is a kind of intellectual miracle. That we can predict an election outcome of tens of millions of votes pretty reliably with a few hundred voters is no small miracle. Unfortunately, the same statistical laws that tell us how often a sample will be right also tell us that they will sometimes be wrong. And that's assuming, and it's a big assumption, you've done your sampling well. So with sampling comes the inevitable occasions when you're going to have to say, you're sorry.